now this serpent is more crafty than any of the wild woman. Did God really say you must not? The woman said to the serpent, we may not eat fruit from the tree in the garden, but God did say you must not eat. You must not touch it or you will die.
And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman for food and for pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. They hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, where are you? He answered, and he said, who told you that you were naked from? The man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit. Then the Lord said to the woman, what said? The serpent deceived. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock. Eat, and you will eat dust. All, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring.
Please turn with me to 678 in your hymnals, and if you would, read with me when it gets to the words in bold. Okay. Comfort ye, my people, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Hear ye the way of the Lord, the desert, a highway for our God revealed, and all flesh shall see it together in it. He shall flee the herd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Thank you.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government,
the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Must have been surprised at where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? With all the rulers in the world, inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl, and now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to say the word. How it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? For the rulers in the world, why? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to save the world. Such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way Oh, what a strange way. Such a strange way to save the world. Oh, 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 oh. It's a strange way to save the world.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth,
to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin.
And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus.
He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near. If a wiser one should have had my place, but I offer all I am to the mercy of you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, then my darkness pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place, was the first governor, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married with him and was a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there were no guest room available for them.
We don't have to wait any longer, for Christmas has come, for Christmas has come. We don't have to wait any longer, for Christmas has come, for Christmas has come. In Jesus.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out to the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
So it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh,
same country. Shepherds laying out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
This year marks the 200th anniversary of Silent Night. The composer, Franz Gruber, was serving as a church organist in the small alpine village Oberndorf, Austria. He collaborated with the local priest, Joseph Moore. Legend had it that on Christmas Eve in 1818, the organ at St. Nicholas Church was broken down. The two men worked feverishly to come up with a simple hymn to be played on the guitar. Father Moore was an excellent guitarist, and Gruber composed the melody for two voices and a guitar. It was the first sung at midnight mass on December 24th, 18, considered the world's most beloved carol, Stille Nacht.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alle schläft einsam wach, nur das traute Hoch heilige Paar. Oh,
shepherd.
Will you sing with us in English?
Same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is the Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what had happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they hurried off. And they found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger.
To saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him," written by the prophet.
So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, are not the least among the rulers of God. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people." Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Jerusalem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings of the brightness of thy light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life."
Ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Born to die that man might live, came to earth new life to give. Born of Mary, born so low, many years ago. God the Father gave His Son, gave His own beloved one, to this wicked, sinful earth, to bring mankind His love, new birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Ring the bells, ring the bells, what a glorious morn. Men and angels worship Him, singing Christ is born. Born to die on Calvary, born to set His people free. God Himself in human form, tell it Christ is born. He has left His royal throne, He has come to claim His own. Christ the Lord has come to earth, go spread the news of Jesus' birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. God the Father gave His Son, gave His own beloved one, to this wicked, sinful earth, to bring mankind His love, new birth. Ring the bells, oh, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ the Savior lives today, as He did so.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples in all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Before we sing, I want to draw your attention to the poem on the back of your bulletin. If you've got a bulletin, I'm gonna read it out because I don't know that we had enough. But now is when our work begins. How many of you have been so busy already this month of December? I know I have been. I told Dale, I said, I've been spinning around in circles, and I do not have a Wonder Woman costume yet. Okay, I have been around and around and over 5 performances this week, and I thought it's been so much work, but this is when it's not supposed to be the work. It's after this that it's the work. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, When the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with the flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal those broken in spirit, to feed the hungry, to release the oppressed, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among all peoples, to make a little music with the heart, and to radiate the light of Christ every day, in every way, in all that we do and all that we say, then the work of Christmas begins. People, we have something to be joyous about, and that needs to radiate off of us in waves everywhere we go. Stand and sing with me hymn number 87, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, seals and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Well, I hope you have been as touched and as moved as I have. There's nothing like having children and students involved in services like these. They take me back to a time when I was where they once stood. And I think that it is always the image of what Jesus wants all of us to do. Come, allow the little children to come unto me. So I would hope that if your life were an inn and you the innkeeper, my question to you tonight and throughout the Christmas season is this. Would you give Him a room in your heart? And if you've never done that, I want to give you an opportunity to do so now. You can talk to me as you're exiting the sanctuary tonight. But I want to thank everyone who has been involved in this, from the kids to Miss Kate, to Eddie, to Robin, to all the ones who read the lessons, to all those who sang the carols. And I did not know, Mr. Reese, that you could speak German. That is awesome, buddy. I love you all, and I love what you do. I love what you do for the Lord here in this place. It does my heart good. I hope it's done yours good tonight. Would you join me in the word of prayer? Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord, thank you for what our hearts and our minds have felt here in this place tonight. I pray, dear Lord, that we might go from this place and we would have that joy, that we would go out and we would share. We would have stories of what we've seen, what we've heard, how our students and our children, how they sang your praises, how they spoke your praises. Lord, it's been good to be in your house tonight. And as Debbie said, as we leave here tonight, the real work of Christmas begins. I pray that you would place people in our life throughout this week that we may share the joy of Christmas with them. That we may share the joy of peace and of hope, of love and of grace to a lost and dying world that needs hope, grace, and peace. Let us be an instrument of change in your hands, Father. I ask all these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.